This Twin Cities weekend, Michael Hauser, the flamenco guitarist, brings his act to the Loring on August the 24th. Michael's been playing in our town since the 60s.
Flamenco is the folk art of the people of Andalusia, that region that covers the southern third of Spain. It has become much more than that because of its appeal to people like myself who come from other cultures. It's a centuries-old art form, and it still evolves today. The modern flamenco is very much different than the old flamenco that I learned when I went to Spain in the early 1960s.
Michael, you know, before the 60s and after, it seems that flamenco, the guitar, is really following the dance.
There's a kind of a circular pattern to many of these rhythms. A lot of them are in counts of 12s, although they're in 3/4 time. We have some rhythms that are in, I'll just play a little bit, of 3/4 against 6/8, like a very, what they call cante hondo, the most profound of all the flamenco songs.
We're speaking with Michael Hauser, the flamenco guitar player, whose show at the Loring is 6 to 9 on August 24th. The flamenco is, of course, Spanish, but it's the result of culture contact in Spain a long time ago.
It is thought that when the Catholic kings drove all these others out of the country, that the gypsies, or a lot of Jews in Spain at that time, and now they are known as Sephardic Jews, they fled for other countries, and the Moors, they all got together. I mean, they were all together in kind of a very beautiful time in Spain between the 7th and the 14th century, when they all seemed to get along well together. So it's thought that when this onslaught of the Spanish armies came down to southern Spain and drove them all out, it's thought that before that they banded up in the hills kind of together. It's a very loose generalization. Banded up in the mountains together and maybe formed what was the antecedent of flamenco.
Flamenco, it's centuries old, it's international. What about the scene in the Twin Cities?
Not tooting my own horn, but I did it so long ago, and my former wife, who I still work with, and we work together a lot, Susana De Palma, we founded a group called Zarango Flamenco Dance Theater, and back in the good old days, we toured all over the country. But because of that we were doing this so early in the 70s, that we got fairly well rooted. So both of us have created a climate where students are comfortable studying with us both. And her dance studio, which is called the Zarango Flamenco Dance Studio, is over on Minnehaha Avenue. It's very popular, and we've got a lot of young students studying flamenco and going on. And there was, oddly enough, there are two or three different groups here in the Twin Cities. Most of them take their origins with us.
Michael Hauser, you can catch his flamenco guitar on the 24th of August at the Loring from 6 till 9. And the following weekend, the 31st of August and the 1st of September, Michael opens up a new venue for him. It's the Ice House in Minneapolis. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is Phil Nussbaum.